UNICEF says the unprecedented hardship facing Zimbabwe is biting particularly hard among the children. It says quality health care in the country's schools has all but collapsed. It says severe drought and the worsening economy, reduced food production, and high unemployment are causing people to leave their homes. UNICEF Emergency Programs Director Dan Toole says families are forced to cut back on the most basic daily needs.
What we know in Zimbabwe is that malnutrition is growing rather radically. 20% of the population currently needs food assistance, and that food assistance is quite hard to get in. We expect that number to double in the next 6 months. There's a shortage of medicines, there's a shortage of doctors and nurses, and thus the healthcare system has been devastated, with 50% of all healthcare positions now vacant.
Official statistics show inflation in Zimbabwe has soared to more than 4,500% and the unemployment rate is 70%. Price controls have resulted in shortages of the most basic commodities such as sugar, salt, meat, and flour. Another problem is HIV/AIDS. UNICEF's Dan Toole says just 6% of children in need of antiretroviral drugs have access to them. He says UNICEF has received virtually no money to carry out its ongoing HIV prevention programs. Toole says many of the country's more than 1.5 million orphans have lost their parents to HIV/AIDS, and some are also infected with the virus.
It is likely children who are infected by HIV/AIDS and who are also orphans are likely to die with no access to antiretrovirals. The second reason that I think HIV orphans are the most vulnerable and indeed are potentially likely to die is that they are indeed the most vulnerable. They do not have a parental support mechanism. They don't have necessarily the community support. And with 4,500% inflation and unemployment, even their alternate caretakers are absent.
UNICEF reports Africa is the continent with most of the world's so-called forgotten emergencies. These are crises that do not attract much public attention and are chronically underfunded. These countries include Southern Sudan, Chad, the Ivory Coast, Central African Republic, and now Pakistan with the recent floods. UNICEF also includes Iraq within this list. It notes Iraq gets a lot of political attention, but when it comes to humanitarian needs, it says Iraq is forgotten. To date, UNICEF says it has received no money from international donors with which to carry out its life-saving programs for children and women. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.